This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 165 for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are on the rise Tuesday morning, continuing to build on overnight gains. The January contract adds $18.10 at $835.90 per ton, and the March contract tacks on $17.60 at $835 per ton. Support is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil. There are losses in Chicago soy meal, while European rapeseed is mixed. Global crude oil prices are pushing higher, with gains spilling over into vegetable oils. Canola values continue to be underpinned by massive crush margins, which have hit new historic highs. Stats Canada will release its next production report on Friday morning. Some in the trade say this year's canola production could be under the 19.1 million tons Stats Canada previously estimated. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Tuesday morning. The loonie drops to 73.82 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.33. The United States is threatening legal action against Mexico for its ban on GMO corn that takes effect in 2024. Mexico says this stems from an energy policy dispute with the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. claims the GMO corn ban violates the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. The government in Argentina is continuing its successful soybean exchange rate for export sales through to the end of 2022. Ukraine reports that since July 1st, its wheat exports are 6.6 million tons, down 54% on the year. However, Ukraine's corn exports are 9.1 million tons for a 66% increase. That said, inspection delays at Istanbul are frustrating shippers. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The January contract gains a nickel at $14.62 per bushel. January soy oil is up by more than 0.7 of a cent at 73.83 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is down $3.50 at $408.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher, with the March contract up a penny at $6.72 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its March contract up 3 cents at $3.82.50. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March adds a nickel at $7.85.50. Kansas City March slips 3 cents at $8.92. And Minneapolis March dips a half cent at $9.39. A reminder that the first notice day for December futures is Wednesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, November 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.